Welcome to Good Times Guaranteed, where we guarantee that we will have a good time and you'll just sit there and listen.
Basically, we find something funny, answer a prompt, and get sidetracked like crazy. There's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes, so be sure to check that baby out. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this totally professional podcast. All right, new episode. What other, or can you think of any other ridiculous things like that? Dude, do you remember when the movie Battleship came out?
Yes.
Did you see it?
No. I do remember seeing the trailer.
Was Rihanna in that?
I think so. It came out like 2012 or something.
Is that maybe her one and only acting credit?
No, she's been in other stuff.
I haven't seen it, but man, you were like, hey, there's a movie coming out based on the board game Battleship. You're like, oh, geez.
What are other board games that they can make movies out of?
I haven't seen one yet, but rumor had it for a while that they were working on a Tetris movie.
No way.
Yep, something about an alien invasion, and I have no idea what, but they were working on a Tetris movie. What is that? Is that the Tetris music?
That's the Tetris music.
Tell you what, a game that I never got into. I don't like Tetris.
Never got into it until moved to Michigan and started doing video game nights with my friends, and I would watch them play Tetris, and I was so fascinated with how good they were at it. Now I'm into Tetris.
Really? Like, I've seen students play Tetris, and I'm like, this is a weird choice. Why Tetris? And I don't know. I would rather play, you know, like, if you search on Chrome, like, the Snake game.
Oh, yeah, you can play that.
I love the Snake game.
That's fun.
Easy way to kill, 30 seconds.
There's, like, a whole community of Tetris players. Like, so much so that Nintendo Switch came out with a free game if you do, like, their subscription thing. Right. Called Tetris 99, and it's you against 98 other people playing Tetris. And you have to try to be the last one standing. Like, it's crazy. And I've gotten pretty close, and I've been like, oh, I was number 20, and then I'm playing another round.
Wow, and when you say, I mean, I'm not familiar with Tetris as far as a competition. Like, is it just who... Yeah, what? Explain that to me. I don't really.
So you're trying to make straight lines.
Right.
And then the more line, if you do five lines, that is called a Tetris.
I think it's four.
I thought it was five.
Because of that long straight piece is a four-piecer.
Is it four? It's something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then when you do that, you put, that gives blocks to other people. So it makes their stacks higher.
You eliminating yours makes other people's higher.
Correct.
Okay.
And so you got to be fast, and you got to, like, know what your next shape is going to be and where you're going to put it. So there's, like, a specific way. Like, when I watch my friends do it, I was like, this is dumb. And then I'm watching them, and then they're, like, purposely making a stack. So it purposely makes four or five.
Right. So they can fit that long, thin piece in there.
Then they drop the long piece, and it makes a Tetris, and then it goes. And then I'm like, oh, I understand now. I understand the competitiveness of this game.
Interesting.
Now I'm into it. And I'm still the worst one out of my friends, but it's still fun.
Okay. All right. But other board game movies, I can't...
Oh.
I can't think of any.
I'm surprised there's not a Monopoly game or movie.
Sure, sure. I mean, at this point, is it just like Selling Sunset or something?
Right. Or an Operation horror film. Like, come on, dude. How's that not a movie?
Is that just Saw, you know?
That's probably just Saw. That's true. What board games do I play with Stella? Or Uno. You could do Uno cards. But, like reverse cards actually work on people.
I don't know.
Or skip a turn.
I don't know what that looks like in real life.
Listen, the world, there's movies like Sharknado, okay? They can do whatever they want.
Have you seen all of them?
I think I've seen the first one, and that was it.
I don't think I've seen any the whole way through.
They're all bad. So bad it's good.
But wildly so, so that it's entertaining.
Right.
Okay, well, I have brought two things to the table today.
Two things. Gonna bring two things.
Okay.
Johnny, Billy, I'm your dad.
All right, so we've talked about both these videos are from a Instagram, YouTube, TikTok channel called KLR, where a guy does animal dubs. You submit an animal video, he puts a voiceover to it. And one of them is of this dog with maybe five or six puppies, you know, trying to get milk, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So there's all these tiny dogs. Just like, I mean, this other dog, like the bigger dog, can't even get its back feet on the ground with how many puppies are there. And it's like, kids, calm down. Your mama is, and they're like, mama. And
mother.
And then the dog's like, I'm your father.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Which just makes it so much more ridiculous.
That's what made me laugh the most was the mother, I'm your father. Billy, Johnny, James, wait, stop.
Oh,
so good.
These guys have so many good videos. The other one I sent you was, again, of a dog that just fell right into a pool. Fell, like, is just walking normal, steps on the water like it's going to stand there, but, you know, submerges.
Oh, look at this nice floor.
Their freakouts that they do sound so good.
It sounds so real.
Get me out of here.
Isn't there one with the dog like falling down some stairs like a golden retriever puppy?
Yes. I don't know if I...
And its friends are like, oh, crap. Dude, wait. Oh, are you okay? Oh, my gosh.
But the owner gets this dog out of the pool and it walks away towards its, like, towards the other owner, and right at the corner, just falls right in again.
Oh, so good.
Makes a beeline for the owner, who's just on the other edge of the corner, and the dog falls right
splash in. So amazing.
Oh, man. Has Luna had any interesting adventures?
Not with water, because she hates water.
Okay, interesting.
I've never met a dog that's hated water.
Yeah, I would have expected Luna to love it.
No, like if it's raining, she won't go to the bathroom. I've watched her like stick her nose out the door and like smell rainwater. She's like, ha, nope, and then walks back inside.
Yeah, I think I've seen my dogs do that too.
She's crazy. I've literally had to push her outside and like I'll watch her like pee and poop really fast and then run to the door and like bark a million times.
No, I can see Luna being the type of dog where you like throw a tennis ball into like the lake and then she just bolts after it.
No.
Is what I imagine.
She'll give up. She'll run right to the edge of the water.
Speaking of that, have you ever seen the video where the corgi is jumping into a lake?
No.
There's a video where the ball is right on the edge of the water, and the corgi cannot get it. The corgi's in a life vest as well, just so you can picture it.
A little chunky dog in a life vest.
It keeps on towing the edge and coming back, looking at the owner like, aren't you going to get this for me? Towing the edge, looking straight at the ball, and the owner's like, go ahead, jump, go get it. And this corgi jump is just a belly flop, man. Like, it jumps maybe 3 inches off the edge, legs fully extended, just straight into the water.
Oh no. That's amazing. Not Luna. Luna hates water. She likes to, I mean, we have a big yard, so she runs around there and chases animals all over the place.
Sure.
Well, that's about it.
I was talking to somebody who said, oh yeah, my cat brings me, you know what? It's my cousin. It's Chrissy, who's, I believe, cat or dog.
Brings her dead animals.
Brings them to her alive.
Yep. Alive?
Alive. It somehow doesn't kill it, and the animal somehow doesn't fight back, but there's been a time, apparently, where one of the animals has brought a snake into the house and let it go. Alive.
Dude.
You know what? It's a combination of that, and apparently she leaves her door open because I think she has two dogs and a cat. So she leaves it open a lot of time just so they can come and go. And apparently it has also gotten random animals as well.
Lord. Like what?
Well, I think maybe a skunk once.
I think you need to stop.
Maybe like a rodent or something. But man, like apparently the animal will drop, her pet will drop live animals in the house for her.
That is amazing. My brother-in-law's cat would bring dead animals.
Sure.
Which I know, I think that's like, look what I did to a cat.
Aren't you proud of me?
Yeah, that's what it is to a cat. It's like a, look what I did, aren't you proud of me type of thing?
Sure.
And so for a while, Ray was watching my niece and nephews every day. Mm-hmm. So I would drop her and Stella off at my brother-in-law's house, and then I'd go to work, and then I'd pick them up after work.
Sure.
And for a while, every day, we'd see a, like, dead animal on the porch.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a squirrel, a mouse. One time, there was a possum on the porch.
Wow.
Yeah, just, like, because they just let him go, and he would just kill whatever and bring it back. Chipmunks.
See, chipmunks I would expect, but a full-grown possum?
A full possum. I saw that one once.
You know what possums make me think of? Have you ever had the experience of, like, being at a pool and just seeing something dead float in it?
Like, I've only seen frogs.
When we would open our pool sometimes in the spring at the old house, there would be the occasional frozen squirrel in there.
I've only seen frogs in a pool. Frogs and bugs.
We got a couple things.
A frozen squirrel.
Right after winter, you know, that guy's like solid the whole way through.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That's amazing.
It was like, ah, gross. I guess I'm going to be swimming into this next week sometime.
I just don't get it. Why do cats do that?
Cats are the worst. That's why.
They are the worst. Hey, look, I killed this bird. You want it? Like, no.
Just so many videos. Of like something, there's compilation videos of a cat just slapping its owner.
Oh yeah.
You know what? I've never seen a video of that for a dog. Never saw that for a dog. There's even a movie called Cats versus Dogs.
Oh yeah, I always bring that argument up when people are like, cats are so cute, and I'm like, have you seen the movie Cats versus Dogs? They're literally the villains.
Yep. What's every evil genius holding?
A cat.
Cat.
And it's always the ugliest cat.
Well, sometimes they're the big fluffy white ones.
Sometimes.
That's what I picture when I'm thinking Blofeld from James Bond or Dr. Evil.
Oh yeah.
And then sometimes it's just the naked mole rat looking cat.
Yeah, the hairless cat.
Yeah.
God.
I've never pet one of those, but it has to be the worst.
Yeah, I've never pet one of those either.
What's the difference between petting a hairless cat or just like touching your arm? You know what? Even worse than that, when I think of a cat, I think of like an old person pretty much. They just look wrinkly.
Oh, so old and wrinkly.
And that's like, is that a... That's what I picture petting a hairless cat must be like.
Speaking of old, Stella today asked when my birthday was.
That was nice of her.
And I said, oh, it's in February. And she goes, no, like, I know what day it is, but what year? And I said, oh, 1991. And she goes, oh my gosh, you're so old.
Coming at you hard there, huh?
And I was just like, it's just the 90s. And she was like, I don't even know what that means. And I was like, well, it's a time, it's a decade. And I explained what a decade was. And then I was like, there were the 70s, 80s, and like trying to explain. I'm like, you were born in the 20-teens or 2010s. And she was like, no, I was born in 2016. And I said, yeah, the 2010s. And she was like, you're not making any sense.
I can't believe she called you old, though. Like, there's no way she just did that math in her head. Well, it's 2022. He was born in 1993, so that makes him...
I think it's because I said 19.
Okay.
Because she only knows of 2000... dot, dot, dot.
Sure.
2016 was when she was born, so she's only heard 2000, so like, or 20, whatever. So it's just, to her, she's like, 19? Yours is a 19?
Interesting.
Which is so funny.
Yeah, yeah, it's getting weirder where, you know, we're at that age, I guess, where if I have to fill out a form or something and I put 19 something, I feel more closely at the same age. I feel more close to the same age as the person I'm giving the form to than I used to when I was like
100%.
Wow, you have at least 20, 30 years on me, but not anymore.
Yeah, or like, what year did you graduate high school? 2009. That's really weird to say. Like, when we ask our kids at youth group, like, when their birthdays are, they're all in 2009 or 2010. And I'm like,
yikes.
What? You were born when I graduated high school? This is weird.
Yep.
It blew my mind.
Yeah, I remember feeling that way as a teacher, you know, and the first couple years when the student's birthday was in the 2000s, no longer 90s. I was like, whoa.
That's weird.
What just happened?
Oh, I was born in the year 2000. What? Like, you don't think it exists, but obviously it has.
Sure.
Even when I have to do my kids, like, for doctors and stuff, what's your son's date of birth? 2021. What? It was literally almost 2 years ago. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, 2020 that's when Zion was born, the 2020s. That's crazy.
2020s.
Sella's is 2016, and that's still weird.
Yeah.
To say, not like a 19 something.
Wait a second. Wasn't that a terrible year?
2016?
I feel like people hated 2016.
Oh, yeah. That was a bad year. That was when, like,
ton of celebrities died, right? I feel like Bowie died in 16.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure so many celebrities died in 2016.
Like old ones that wasn't Betty White, was it?
No, she just died recently.
Yeah, it was recently.
But not a fun year.
To change the subject from death. Love these dog videos, man.
Oh my gosh. Love these dog videos.
I have so many of these dog videos saved, but I don't want to bring too many up in case we cover them later.
That's a good plan.
Mama, 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 I'm your father.
I'm your father. Mom, have you seen Soul?
I have not.
That's a great movie.
Dude, I want to. I really want to see that movie mostly for the music.
Oh, the music's so good.
Dude.
I thought it was going to be a musical, but it's not.
But how much jazz music is in it?
There's a lot of jazz, because he's the main character is a jazz piano player.
Yes.
And then it like, even like the background music for like specific scenes, it's right. All jazz. It's so good. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen. One of the best animated movies I've ever seen.
The trailer one dropped for that, and it's like within the first like 5 seconds with that intro music, I was hooked.
That's great.
Like even on Spotify, if I look up like the Soul soundtrack, I can't find that song because I want to listen to it every single day. The song in that trailer was so good, and oh, I loved it. I loved it.
It's a good movie. It's great. And Tina Fey and Jamie Foxx did really well.
Speaking of music, oh, you don't do Spotify.
I have Apple Music. It's basically the same thing.
But does Apple Music also do the Wrapped end of the year thing?
No, that's what they need to catch up on.
Okay.
Where it shows like the stuff you listen to the most and like all that and your favorite artist and here's what you discovered this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I have a couple things here from the Wrapped playlist that my friend sent today that I would like to share.
Do it.
All right. Well, it shows you your top 5 artists, songs, things like that. Every single one of Megan's is Encanto. Her top 5 songs she listened to the entire year was Encanto.
Dude, that's a great soundtrack.
I still haven't seen the movie.
You're messing up.
I mean, I will one day. It's
so funny because you don't have kids. So, like, why would you choose to watch?
Exactly.
Why would you choose to watch Soul or Encanto?
There's a lot of movies that I'm looking forward to seeing once I have kids, but movies that I don't want to see while I'm by myself. Ooh, wow, it was a long week at work. Let me put on The Good Dinosaur.
Whereas for me, don't watch that movie. That movie is the saddest thing I've ever watched. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I'm the complete opposite where I see a new anime movie and I'm like, Stella, do you want to go see that?
Mm-hmm. Kelsey's top five. Her first song is one called Bam Bam, which features Ed Sheeran. I'm not 100% familiar, but 2 to 5, all Harry Potter.
That would be Kelsey's. Let's be honest. But what songs? Just like the theme song over and over again?
She says she likes listening to the Harry Potter soundtrack for work days.
Interesting. Like all the time?
Apparently.
Kelsey, you got some explaining to do.
Another thing the Spotify Wrapped playlist will do is give your morning, afternoon, and evening a mood description based on the type of music you listen to during that time.
Yep.
So Kels got chill, mystical, spooky morning. Afternoon as royal core escapism intense.
Whoa.
And her evening is mayhem, confident, empowering.
Those are very dramatic differences.
Yep. What is mine here? I think I listed mine. My morning is old Hollywood sentimental.
Of course.
Afternoon, quiet, soothing melancholy. And evening, confident, energy, uplifting.
You listen to a lot of lo-fi.
Yeah.
That's what that tells me.
Yeah, I mean, afternoon and evening is entirely lo-fi for the most part. But my favorite was Ken's. Ken's morning is lit, sad boy, hardcore.
Whoa. So you're partying, but you're depressed about going to work?
And hardcore.
And hardcore. So you got to yell about it. That is awesome. I wonder what mine would say, because mine's all over the place, too.
Lit, sad boy, hardcore is my favorite combination of words in a long time.
That's so amazing. It's like a new genre of music.
Lit, sad boy, hardcore.
Oh, man. My top five were kind of all over the place. My first one was one called Foreign Things, which was a really catchy song. I am really into that. My 2 and 3 were Marvin Gaye and The Best of My Love, Got to Give It Up, and The Best of My Love, which are songs I do love. But I think my playlist is thrown off a little off kilter, since during the school day, I play mostly oldies playlists because it's the most appropriate music out there.
Sure, right.
You know, and then 4 and 5 are lo-fi ones, but.
Yeah, that's very interesting because mine's all over the place too, where like I'm listening to lo-fi 1 minute and then the next minute I'm listening to hardcore music and then the next minute I'm listening to like worship music and then the next minute I'm listening to like Blink-182.
Interesting. Now, I usually stick to a genre when I'm doing something.
Yeah. Like, when I'm working, lo-fi. Lo-fi is on. Sometimes I listen to hardcore when I'm working.
Lesson plan, answering emails, lo-fi.
Lo-fi. And then when I'm running, it's hip-hop music.
Of course.
Because, I mean, it's all the pumped-up hip-hop songs. And then...
high BPMs.
Yeah.
Beats per minute.
All those. And then when I'm in the car, just driving to wherever, it's usually whatever I want, which is hardcore and pop punk music, rap.
Sing-along songs.
Yeah.
Songs that I can just like, never gonna give you up, just sing along to.
And then like, when I go to church on Sunday, I listen to worship music. But like, yeah, it's just wild. Because Stella will sometimes be like, weren't we just listening to a hardcore song? Yep, and now we're listening to worship music.
Deal with it.
Dramatic changes.
Come on, Dad. Put on Pancake Manor. Those songs slap.
Oh, yeah. Some of those songs do slap. Pancake Party, that song slaps.
And some of them will just melt your mind from the ones, some of the ones I heard, too.
Oh, my gosh. What? Zion loves... Oh, they released, like, a Halloween album this year.
Yeah.
They do the Monster Mash, and Zion's obsessed with it.
Okay, that's cool. Now, did one of the songs I heard him listen to was called It's a Duck?
It's a duck. Doot, 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 doot. It's a duck. Yeah, that's a song.
And that's the only lyric, correct?
That's the only lyric. There's another one that's like, it's a little puppy. It's a little puppy.
Dog?
Dog? Dude, he's been like, he has double ear infections right now, so I feel so bad for him. So he's just extra fussy and crying a lot. And how I get him distracted, I'll just point anywhere and just go, dog? And he'll stop crying and go, and look, dog?
Yeah, that won't backfire.
He's just so obsessed. He says, dog, dog, ball. Mama, dada, sis. He said Stella the other day, but it was very like, Stella?
Wow.
But still in that tone where he has to go down and up. Stella?
Everything's a question?
Oh, what was he? Oh, he says no now. Like, he'll shake his head no and say no.
Oh, that's fun.
But it doesn't matter what it is. Cyan, are you a smart boy? No. Zion, are you a good boy? No.
Zion, do you want presents this year for Christmas?
Right.
No.
Do you want presents for Christmas? No. Do you love daddy? No. It's hilarious.
Who?
Who's dad? Dada? Everything's a question.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Mama? Ball? It's hilarious. And I tried to teach him, like, Luna's name, but he just calls her dog. Luna?
Yeah.
Dog?
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. He's got enough names to practice here.
Dog. The long ones are hilarious.
For some reason, I want to hear that auto-tuned.
And then make a beat out of it.
You could. You got your studio.
Oh, I could do it. Dog. Those are my favorite. Like, why are you holding it for so long? Just looks outside and just says dog. There's nothing outside. What are you looking at?
Oh, man. Yep. Yep. Good times. I mean, maybe he wants another one.
No. One dog at a time.
No. The amount of people who have told me, yeah, dad said no. Dad said no to more dogs, and guess what happened?
More dogs. No way, dude. Ray and I both agree we want one dog in the house at a time. So Luna's going to die at some point.
Sure.
And then we'll have our grieving period, and then we'll get a dog.
Yep.
I don't want more than one animal. It just sounds like more money.
I understand.
More money to feed something that is spoiled.
That fancy wet dog food you give Luna.
Oh, dude, that when Ray buys that, I get so mad.
I don't understand how mad, why you get so mad at this.
Because it's expensive.
Okay, that I do understand.
It's not cheap. It's like, why are you feeding this as a dog?
I mean, how often do you do it?
Oh, it's every so often.
Once a month?
No. Maybe like every few months, Ray will get it.
Oh, okay.
But it makes me mad. We don't need it. She doesn't need it.
You want to give her some wet food? I'll spray some water on her dog food.
She literally has dog food and then, like, eats all of Zion's food because he just throws it on the floor.
That's what I would do.
He'll cry and cry for crackers, and you give him crackers, and he puts one in his mouth and then throws the rest on the floor. Okay.
That's what I do when I'm done with my food.
Luna just sits there waiting. I know he's going to do it. He's going to drop whatever it is, and I'm going to eat it. Gosh, drives me crazy.
Oh, man.
Doesn't even eat food.
I think that's where we should end it.
When we're done?
I think we're done, right?
Sure.
It feels like an appropriate amount of time. Has this been a full episode?
Are we done?
So all great podcasts ends, right? You want to stop now?
You want to just stop?
Congrats, you made it to the end. Thanks for listening. For more of this nonsense, you can follow us on Instagram at TheGTGPod or email us at TheGTGPod@gmail.com.
That's right. You can ask us anything or share something funny using the link in the show notes, and we'll talk about it on the show. You can also donate and support the show on Buy Me a Coffee. It would mean a lot to us.
But thank you again so much for listening, and give us those 5 stars there on iTunes. Do it, you won't.
Yeah, you don't have a choice, you have to. We hope you had a great time, though. But in the end, this album we guaranteed, so it doesn't even matter.
But we hope you come back and listen anyway. So catch you on the flip side, you awesome people.